Good evening, Father. You're not closed for the evening, are you? Oh, excellent. I had feared I'd be too late. Is it just you here? Oh, that must be lonely. Does no one else come to visit you in the evening? That's a shame. But at least I'm here now to keep you company. Oh, yes. Sorry. I came here because I needed to do the whole, you know, confession thing. You can? Oh, yay. Yes, sir. Right after you. Well, I was hoping we could talk without the confession booth. But, Father, we couldn't do it with some old box? I do quite enjoy looking at that handsome face. And I'd be oh so disappointed to not look into your captivating eyes as I confess my darkest desires. Secrets, I mean. Not good enough reason, huh? Oh. Well then. Oh, you know what? I'm claustrophobic, that's it. Yeah, I just didn't say that at first because I was embarrassed. Yeah, that's it. I don't like to admit I'm afraid of tight, dark spaces. Oh, we can do it near the altar? Yay, you're the best. Okay, so is this, like, where we'll do it? Okay, I have to admit, it's been a while since I've done this, so, like, how does this go again? Oh, right. I'm sorry, Daddy. I've been a bad girl. Oh, your face. Was that not it then? Oops. Silly me. Of course. Forgive me, Father. I have sinned. Okay, now what? Okay, right. Where should I begin? Oh, I know. Do you remember that couple that used to attend here? They just got married a month ago. That young, strapping man who married the young brunette girl. The innocent, sweet, doe-eyed one. David and Triss, that's the one. Well, I don't know if you know this, but they split up, the poor things. Right. Well, ugh. This is embarrassing. See, the reason they did was because of me. Yep. I had always wondered what he tasted like. So one night, I found out. I went to his house and teased and licked him until he shuddered and cried out my name in pure ecstasy. Oh, we went at it over and over again until the morning sun came up the next day. Why, as I was leaving his house, poor guy was so worn out, he could barely get out of bed. I guess I really drained him. Oh, no, there's more. Well, I felt so bad about having sex with sweet David while he was married. I thought that, you know, if one of them cheats, it'll be better if they're on even ground. So I met Triss one night, and one thing led to another, and the next thing I know, she was quivering around my fingers, writhing on my tongue and screaming in bliss. Oh, the poor girl had never been with a woman before. But I think she wanted more after a taste. Is that it? Let me think. Oh, who is that one young man? Nathan, that was the lad. Well, I found out he was having a rough go of it. I guess he was upset over how lonely he was. He was thinking of leaving the church. So I thought to myself, if the boy is so torn up over not having a girlfriend that he'll make a big decision like that, maybe I can go comfort him? Well, Unfortunately, things didn't turn out that way, and we ended up under the covers, covered in sweat and... What? The boy needed comforting, and I thought that milking him was the best way to do it. Besides, I don't think he was going to be sticking around anyway. It turns out, he was a butt slut. A rather insatiable one at that. Oh, Father, please don't be mad. I just couldn't bear it. I only had the best intentions, I swear. It's just, I get so lonely. And sometimes all I need is a friendly touch. Can you understand where I'm coming from? You can? Oh, but Father, you're such a strapping young man. I'm sure you get all the ladies. How could you know how I feel? You can't get married? Ever? Since they probably don't let you sleep around ever, then... Oh, Father, are you a virgin? Oh my God, don't be embarrassed. You're too cute. Does the law of church forbid such relations, or... I see. Well, does it say anything about smaller stuff? Like kissing? No. Oh, I was asking because of this. Oh, Father, I heard you moan. You really liked that, didn't you? What am I doing? Well, I'd hate to see such a young, handsome guy like you feel so lonely. You're quite the catch, you know. Oh, don't send me away, Father. I know you're enjoying this. I know, because I can feel this. Oh, you couldn't even hold back that moan, could you? Poor baby. That's okay. I'll just stroke you over your pants, and you can go ahead and keep lying that you're not enjoying this. Ugh, are you still trying to push me off? Fine. I've got you where I want you anyway. Let's do this the hard way, then. There you go, big man. Hands pinned above your head as I'm free to grind and rub myself over this growing hard-on you've got. Why am I doing this? Well, I guess the whole act is pointless now, isn't it? Here we go. Can you see them now? My wings, my horns, my long leathery tail. Do you know what I can do to you with this tail? What am I? Really? You haven't guessed. Need to watch more hentai, my guy. I'm a demon. More specifically, an incubus. There we go. There's that look of recognition. Now, hold still and... What? No, I'm not going to kill you, shit for brains. If I wanted to do that, I'd just take you by force and drain you. Or stab you. Both equally effective, funnily enough. But no, I am going to make you my servant, my eternal slave. And for that, I'm gonna need your consent. For what? Wow, there are virgins, and then there are mega virgins. To have sex with you, obviously. Why would you ever say yes? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because the way I'm straddling is teasing in just the right way, driving you mad with how close my touch is. But not close enough for you to get any kind of release. Maybe because when I kissed you, you couldn't help but moan into me. So sexually repressed that even the slightest attention left you whimpering for more. Maybe because the pheromones I release have worked their way into your brain, causing you to fall so far in love with me, you'll beg for just a touch. Or maybe... because your defenses have fallen so long ago that you never had a chance to say no. What happens if you say yes? Well, I'll show you carnal pleasures beyond your wildest dreams, drive you mad in ecstasy, milk every last drop out of you until you're begging for rest. After that, well, you won't need to worry about anything else after that. You'll just be my little pet. Doesn't that sound nice? To live worry-free is my good little boy. Ugh, stop worrying about hell. It's not as bad as you think. Besides, pain can feel really good sometimes. Oh, you don't believe me? Then let me ask you this. Why did you moan when I slapped you? Maybe you like this more than you'd care to admit. Oh, a whimper this time. You really like being my little bitch, don't you? No, I know you can't think straight. Just say yes. Follow your heart. What's that? One more time. Louder for me, dear. Good boy. Let's just get rid of these. Oh, that gasp. You really want this, don't you? Good boy. Look at this beautiful cock. I can feel you twitch as I wrap my hands around it. Now, I'm not going to move my hand. No pouting now. You need to show me you want this. Thrust up against my hand. Fuck my palm, boy. That's it, boy. Oh, your whimpers are so cute. You're overwhelmed by sensations you've never felt before, aren't you? Oh, come on now. You can do better than that. I know you can. There you go. Finally getting into the spirit of things. Your desire is so strong, isn't it, baby? And that's why you're fucking into my grip. Panting for me. Isn't it, my good boy? Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? Yes, that's it. Go faster. Go harder. You can do it. What's the matter? Confused as to why you can't come? Oh, it's driving you mad, isn't it? I'm going to pull my hand away now. Don't cry. I thought you wanted to be my good boy. Good. Now, before I let you come, you must do one thing. Anything? Oh, you might regret that later. Bow to me. You heard me. Bow. Confess that I am your master. You are my slave. I own you now. Good boy. On your back. So quick. So obedient. I like that in my good boys. Now, you might want to hold on to something. I'm going to be moving fast, and I'm going to rock your world. Yes, you can hold on to my legs. Do you like them? We'll have to explore that later. When you're mine. Now, I'm going to... Fuck. You're so hard for me. Oh, your moans got so loud. You want this so badly, don't you? You can cry. You're safe with me now. I'm going to start going up and down now. You like that? Do you like when I slam down on your cock, pet? You like when I show you who owns you? You're not used to being with someone so much stronger than you, are you? That's my good boy. Buck your hips. fuck up into me as I slam down on your cock. Can you feel my tight pussy milking your cock, wringing itself around every nerve? Oh, that's it. Wrap your hands around my waist. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come on your dick. Do it, boy. Do it now. Come. Oh. Oh, that was quite an exercise. Oh, I'm gonna stand over your face. Can you feel it? My juices, your seed, dripping out onto your face. Too worn to resist the urge to open your mouth, Taste it, boy. Taste the fruits of your efforts. You're getting tired. That's okay. Here, nurse on my breasts. Take it into your mouth. When you wake up, you're gonna be at your new home. Doesn't that sound nice? Yes, it does. That's it. Don't fight it. Off to sleep now. There you go.